This is day one of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. Thank you for joining us. Each day throughout Lent, we're going to be uploading a short 3 or 4 minute audio, which will include a Bible reading followed by a short reflection and a prayer. The Bible readings are going to be from the Psalms. So from today until Easter Saturday, we'll be journeying through some 46 of the 150 Psalms in the Bible. The Psalms were the hymn book that Jesus and his followers would have known by heart. The Apostle Paul would have prayed and sung them from his earliest years. And as the author Tom Wright says, the Psalms offer us a way of joining in a chorus of praise and prayer that's been going on for millennia across all cultures. Today's Psalm is Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, "I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." So today is Ash Wednesday, and our archbishops are encouraging everyone to participate with the wider church in joining Pope Francis's call to make this Ash Wednesday a day of prayer and fasting for peace. And they've written a special prayer to help us to pray for the situation in Ukraine. This prayer can also be found in our newsletter. And I'm going to finish now by praying it. God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for your precious children at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.